Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Shortly after taking office, President Donald Trump took sweeping actions to shutter the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID. On his inauguration day, Trump signed an executive order calling for a freeze to all USAID funding, which resulted in legal challenges, and the agency's website was reduced to a notice of administrative leave for employees. In the months that followed, his administration has canceled thousands of humanitarian aid programs supported by USAID around the world, and those cutbacks are being felt locally through research being done at colleges and universities. Next Monday, a symposium at UC Davis called At the Crossroads will highlight work being done at the university and the larger impacts of the loss of federal support. Joining us now to talk about the event, as well as some of that globally focused work, are a pair of UC Davis professors. Keith David Wattenpah is the Director of Human Rights Studies, and Christine Stewart is the Director of the Institute for Global Nutrition. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
Well, Professor Stewart, I want to start with you. Tell us about the institute that you're the director of and how you're impacted by USAID funding.
Sure. Our institute, the Institute for Global Nutrition, has been a longstanding multidisciplinary research institute here at UC Davis, and we're focused on research, training, and outreach to improve the lives of people worldwide, including here in the United States, as well as internationally. We have conducted research in collaboration with USAID for decades, really. But most recently, we have been conducting a project that was aiming to improve the delivery of nutrition programs and services through health systems and improve the ability to integrate nutrition and early child development programs and improve our ability to measure vitamin and mineral deficiencies in large-scale population surveys. So I'll be talking a bit more about some of the elements of that project that have been shut down in our event next week.
So essentially, the work that you're doing has come to a stop.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this particular project, we are still conducting other research, but this one project has been halted.
Professor Wattenpah, you joined us following the initial executive action from the Trump administration about USAID, its employees, and funding. In the months that have followed, what would you like people to know about the larger impact that's taking place?
Thank you, Vicky. I came on right after the announcement happened, and as I was beginning to learn more and more about other projects at UC Davis that have been impacted by the loss of USAID funding. So just to review, our project was a human rights-focused project that was part of the broader effort by USAID and the United States Department of State under the previous administration to invest globally in human rights, democracy, and confronting digital oppression and forms of civic corruption. And our project was being stood up to help thousands of young Burmese university students and others who were fleeing oppression in their homeland of Myanmar, and indeed had stood up to that oppression and gone voluntarily into exile to continue the fight. And with the loss of funding, we're no longer able to help that population or indeed develop the kinds of tools and resources necessary at UC Davis to train the next generation of human rights leaders. But to get back to your question about what's most concerned me over the last several months since we last spoke, is that rather than listen to academics, scientists, community leaders, funders, diverse voices from Bill Gates to Republican presidents to maintain and restore federal funding for AID, the National Science Foundations, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the National Endowment for the Humanities, the current administration has redoubled efforts to undermine this key function of American democracy, the support of academic research in the humanities, social science, the sciences, medicine, and agriculture. So we're looking at a really difficult time, and it's getting, at least from what I can see, it's continued to worsen since you and I last spoke.
Hmm. Some people may still disagree with some of the work that USAID has done or even its role in promoting U.S. interests and influence. How would you respond to those perspectives?
Shall I respond?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'd have to hear the specific complaints. I think that one, I've voiced complaints to American humanitarian efforts abroad in that they often fail to take into account alongside improving people's day-to-day life, their nutrition, their access to medical care, that we also be paying attention to the improvement of their human rights and knowledge of their rights as a way to help them protect it. But as I said, AID as an organization was constantly in a state of reform. And indeed, as someone who has stewarded funds from USAID, I know how much our work was scrutinized by the agency, how every project we did had to be justified financially, and how we were often looking for ways to do more with less. So AID was never more than a rounding error in the great budget of the United States, but its value in terms of supporting emerging democracies and building civil society around the world and training our own young people is really unparalleled. I mean, just I think, you know, I think Christine should be invited to explain why her program was so important and why its loss is something that we need to think about.
Yeah, please do, Professor Stewart.
Yeah, well, I think one thing that I would add that I think is particularly important to what Keith has said is that internationally, what we know is that severe food insecurity, when people don't have access to enough food to eat to support their families and to support their children, it really contributes to instability, to conflict, and to migration. And for these reasons, the U.S. government has been very interested in promoting programs to support food security worldwide. And what goes along with severe food insecurity is malnutrition, and it affects children especially. And so this was some of the research that we were really aiming to do. So when children are severely malnourished, even moderately to severely malnourished, they have 3.5 times to up to 11 times greater risk of mortality than a healthy child. And there are effective treatments out there for children who are suffering from this condition. And there's been bipartisan support for humanitarian food aid through the U.S. government for many, many years. And I think that support for humanitarian food aid will continue. But even the treatments and the food aid programs that we have available the treatment protocols for children, it's complicated, it's difficult to deliver in humanitarian contexts. And so what we were aiming to do with this research study was to try to simplify the treatment. We were also aiming to identify ways to prevent relapse to acute malnutrition, because up to 30 to 60% of children relapse within 6 months. And ultimately, this was to enable our treatment as well as prevention programs to be delivered more efficiently. Because when resources are limited, fewer children get access to treatment. And when up to 60% of children who are untreated might die, this is a huge problem. So what we were aiming to do was to do research to help improve the situation and ultimately make our humanitarian food aid programs more effective and efficient.
Given that this support and funding has shuttered, is the damage irreparable?
Well, I would say some aspects are going to continue. I mean, I do have some faith that humanitarian food aid programs will continue, but in a different way. And how that might look, I don't know. But I do think that there is substantial damage that has been lost in terms of loss of expertise for how to manage these programs, loss of trust, and loss of partnerships that had been built over many, many years. And so Well, I don't think that it's irreparable per se. I think it's going to take a long time for us to rebuild those relationships and those support systems.
In the last few minutes that we have, I want to get to this symposium that both of you are going to be part of Monday at UC Davis. It is called At the Crossroads, Honoring Global Impacts Amidst Funding Challenges. Why did you decide to organize this, Professor Wattenpaul?
As you know, the USAID and international humanitarianism and international human rights work increasingly are really woven into the DNA of UC Davis. UC Davis as an institution was one of the very first to respond to calls from the administration of John Kennedy to help establish USAID, to bring a new level of professionalism and efficiency to American international development programs. So AID is very important at UC Davis, and we wanted to make sure that the university, community, our stakeholders, to some extent the broader public, including policymakers locally and nationally, were really aware of the extent of UC Davis's involvement in these projects, what their loss means, but then also to have a really frank conversation amongst ourselves and our community about ways to continue some of this work, different forms and sources of funding, and also to alert the philanthropic community that supports UC Davis of our needs and new opportunities. And we also just, there are a lot of people, our friends and colleagues have suffered because of what I and many also would see as an ideologically driven and capricious and I think ill-informed excessive act by the U.S. government to eliminate this otherwise very successful federal program. So we want to honor their work and recognize their commitment to excellence in international development and humanitarianism and what they've done for UC Davis.
Professor Stewart, what are you hoping to get out of this symposium on Monday? And what are you hoping that attendees take away?
Well, I'm really looking forward to the symposium. I am looking forward to hearing from all of the speakers and the various groups that will be presenting to share stories about the impacts of their projects. Some of these projects have been, as Keith said, they've been a part of the fabric of our campus for 15 years or more. Some of them are more recent. So I'm really looking forward to learning more about the impacts. I'm also looking forward to helping to build community and to reinforce and strengthen our community and as well as our commitments to global engagement. Because although the funding from USAID has ended, our faculty commitments and our campus commitments to global engagement are unchanged. And so I think that this event is going to enable us to come together and talk about what we've done and what we want to be doing in the future and how we might be able to do that in different ways than we had been doing in the past.
And it's open to the public, correct?
Yes, we have a website, and anyone who's interested can register for the event, and we would love to have folks join.
Well, Professors Stewart and Wattenpaw, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Vicky, for having us.
Keith David Wattenpaw is the Director for Human Rights Studies, and Christine Stewart is the Director for the Institute for Global Nutrition, both at UC Davis. And we've been talking about the ongoing effects of the Trump administration's decision to shut down USAID. UC Davis will host a symposium next Monday. It is called At the Crossroads, Honoring Global Impacts Amidst Funding Challenges, looking at the university's globally focused research work. We have a link on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests as well as events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.